Welcome back, everybody, to Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for everybody. We have just watched Series 1, Episode 2 of Wynonna Earp. Yay? Nay?
Oh, yay, definitely.
Very big yay.
Yes. I had forgotten, like, you learn a lot in the very first episode, but there's so much more, like, characters and stuff that you didn't, that you maybe have seen or maybe you didn't see in the first episode that you get to know in episode two, which somebody in particular that Nanette's really excited about.
I know. Can we just talk the whole episode about Bobo? I love Bobo.
You have such a Bobo fixation.
I know. I just love him. Mm-hmm. He might maybe my favorite. I'm not sure.
Yeah. After the first episode, Nanette was like, oh, I completely forgot that
there was no Bobo.
There's a character. You
I know. I did not say.
Yeah. No spoilers. You were good.
Yep. Yeah. That wasn't in the first episode. And I almost like laughed out loud because I was like, I know who she's talking about.
It's like, we're missing a really critical character. Mm-hmm. It's not there yet.
Mm-hmm. So Kirsten, what did you think of Bobo?
He's fabulous. That fur coat is such a strong choice. I mean, obviously, we didn't find out that he's Bobo until the end, but just his presence.
Gasped. You gasped when
I did gasp. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you don't expect a guy walking around in a fur coat and a mohawk called Bobo.
Right?
Right? Like, mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm. I also really loved Waverly in this episode. I feel like she mm-hmm. and I are kindred spirits with our organization and our mm-hmm. research and our... I like to be planned 2 to 3 days in advance and know what I'm doing.
Yep. Banana muffins. You would totally make us banana muffins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She really is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even, like as Annette said, even the Revenants love her.
I know. Yes. Don't kill Waverly.
Yep. The guy whose name, I forget, they say his name multiple times, the one who ended up chained outside the
Levi,
yes.
Poor Levi.
Like, even he didn't want to hurt little Waverly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So that was one of a number of things that we learned in episode two. We still have not gotten to see Dolls' butt, though.
No.
Yeah. Although I kind of forget to look for it. I apologize to our listeners. I'm sorry. I got to be more vigilant.
That's right. He wasn't in it all that much, so.
No. Mm-hmm. No, he really wasn't. He just yelled at, what was her name?
Officer Hot.
For not knocking when indeed she did knock. And Wynonna pointed that out to him afterwards, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I find she says what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
Which is really, yeah. It just mm-hmm. brings that connection, right? We'll say something in our sarcastic voice mm-hmm. outside of her world, and then she says it 2 seconds later, mm-hmm. which is great.
That was part of the reason I wanted to name this podcast Erp Chirp, not just because it rhymes, even though it does, and that's awesome. But, you know, chirping is a way of certainly in Canada and in hockey, the word chirp means to smack talk, to mm-hmm. talk trash. So I figured we would be doing plenty of that as we watched this show, and we totally did. And then you're right, Wynonna half the time will say exactly the same thing or something very similar shortly after that.
Mm-hmm. And she's just probably saying it a lot pithier than we are, though.
Yes.
Yes, her timing is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was pretty great. All right, so what do you think of Officer Hot?
We didn't really get to see much of her. I mean, there was this great moment with her and Waverly where she made Waverly very uncomfortable and in an adorable way.
I love that scene.
So there's definitely more coming, I'm sure. But yeah, I appreciate her cowboy hat. I think it was the only cowboy hat. I don't know. Did the sheriff guy have his hat on?
Sheriff Nedley also, I don't know if he was wearing it, but he has one.
Yes. And the mysterious Henry.
Yeah.
Who has
this
a name
Henry
now,
guy
he
who all of
hat.
A sudden they're mm-hmm. calling Henry and they didn't call him that before.
Mm-mm.
So he's still, I mean, he found some normal clothes, which we appreciate.
I mm-hmm. like him.
Nice
those
jeans too.
We like the clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously mm-hmm. I don't think his name is Henry, obviously, but, it's weird because he's human or some form of human because he was able to summon
the
giant shadow assassin man. But he also climbed out of a well that he obviously wasn't there when she was down there. So there's something else going on there.
Something funny.
We're just going to go, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he also, I'm guessing, is from Wyatt Earp's time because they kept talking about how he was the right-hand man. So,
yeah.
There was a little hint, and I think she missed it.
Mm-hmm. There was a visual cue.
I did see the photo. Okay. The one when he was rifling through Waverly stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did see that briefly. But
did
I couldn't...
Did you see what it said?
I saw there was a name. I think mm-hmm. it started with a D, mm-hmm. but I couldn't see...
Would you like us to tell you what it was, or do you want to just continue without...
No, I think we should
without...
just let her sit.
No, let me sort it through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I appreciate about this show and other shows that do this, that they seed in answers to questions early but you have like you have to either be able to pause it or be very, very, very vigilant in order to catch it. And if you do, it's like, oh my God, that's really cool. And if you don't, that's fine, because then it's just a little bit longer before that mystery is
solved. I feel like I'm not super good at picking it up.
I certainly did not notice that the first time I watched this.
Yeah, see, it's interesting to have us here because I am for the first time, but you guys, it's a different viewing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I liked the drawing too, when Waverly's art showed her and Bobo together, and she's like, no, what do you call him? Bilbo? What? But it's like, oh, I totally missed that the first time we saw that.
I think I noticed it, but I didn't quite know what it meant. So it's I appreciate the way that they are sort of just dribbling out hints of what is going on. And things to come, possibly. Mm-hmm.
And things that have been in the works, like Bobo talking about how they've been working on some plan for 15 years.
Yeah. The dig.
And the seven, who are apparently super focused on the heir, as opposed to the other ones who are kind of like,
and we're going to dig. Who does Henry want revenge on? Because at first you kind of think it might be Winona.
Yeah, and it's not, though, because Bobo mentioned a woman. Mm-hmm.
The woman who made you who you are, or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's something else going on. Yeah.
Layers. The show's got layers.
It's like an onion.
Layers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Peel it just like Waverly peels off her shirt. Actually,
oh my God. So awkwardly.
What I really liked about that scene is that, okay, so it starts with her trying to deal with the broken beer taps, and it just sprays all over her. And my very first thought, even the first time watching this, was, oh, great, here we go. We've got to have the TNA. It's going to titillate. Some guy's going to walk in and blah, blah. But no, it's Officer Hot who walks in and has exactly the same reaction as you would expect.
Well, in uniform, on the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She looks good in her uniform, I'm just saying. She
does. Yeah, yeah. It works for her.
Yep. And her name is perfect. I mean, it's worth pointing out that this show is based on a comic book from IDW.
Yeah, I saw that in the credits.
Yep. So, I like Officer Haught, spelled H-A-U-G-H-T, is that just feels very comic booky to me in the best way possible. I'm not, I don't mean that as a bad thing. It's great.
Yeah. It's not subtle, but it just, I feel like it's okay.
Yep.
Because she is hot.
And I feel like there was a comic book moment in this episode with the gun when they were in the bar and it like zoomed in on where the gun was. Mm-hmm. That was a very like comic book type moment.
Yep. Like the screen literally brought your eyes to the bottom left corner as it sort of like, you know, cycled down into, I mean, it don't look like you're looking down the barrel of a gun at a gun. So that was pretty well done. That's the only time so far, I think, that we've seen anything like that outside of the opening credits. That's not just, you know, this is what's happening.
And I don't recall that being something they do usually, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, well, maybe they will in season three, which has not started yet. But we're hoping to get through this before season three starts to be
no
able
pressure.
To, yeah, watch like I'm all about low pressure podcasting, but I just really want to watch season three.
It's coming out at the end of July.
Oh, really? That soon?
Yeah.
So it's, we got a boogie, guys.
Yeah. Well. We'll see. We may have to play fast and loose with the podcast schedule as well, but we'll do what we need to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we also discovered that it's actually Waverly's fault.
Oh, yeah.
In a way that half their family died on that fateful night many years ago.
Mm-hmm. So they're both broken.
Yeah. And there was some kind of reference to, I don't know, Waverly being the forgotten child or something when they were looking in the home and at the sort of the height chart you mark on the side of the wall there, and she didn't expect to see herself there, and Winona made a comment about how, well,
it probably rubbed off.
Yeah. So there's something else there too, right?
Yeah.
And their mother leaving when she was quite young.
Yeah. Waverly seems like she's trying really hard. She has, you know, the entire wall full of all the information, all of her research and stuff that does sort of smack of, you know, youngest child this happens. This actually happened in my family where when you look in photo albums, we have three kids. I'm the oldest and my sister Amber is the youngest. Hi, Amber. And when you look in all the photo albums, there's a gazillion pictures of me. There's a decent number of pictures of my brother and there's some pictures of Amber.
poor child.
Yeah. Poor Amber.
Yep.
And poor Caitlin, my youngest sister.
It's just that sometimes that happens. Poor kids. Yep. What else do we have in this episode that you guys want to touch on before we jump to the next one?
Well, I think It was surprising. I forgot entirely about the Shadow Assassin plot, mm-hmm. but I remembered all the canon pieces and the major things that add to the whole story. Mm-hmm. But I completely forgot that this shadow person happened, all that subplot.
Was scary. And
it was pretty awesome. It was like watching it for the first time again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, they sort of opened and closed that book all in this episode. Mm-hmm. You know, she sends him back
which
to hell.
I didn't expect because mm-hmm. his introduction was so intense and scary that I thought, oh yeah, here's a big bad that we're going to be dealing with for episodes. And uh-huh. no, she just shoots him up near the end. And I also liked, we talked about the whole horror trope of him mm-hmm. slowly coming along
yeah.
after them as they run for their lives. And he just kind of makes little quips and ambles along.
Yes, he's plotting. It's very sort of zombie movie. The zombies don't move mm-hmm. fast, but they're still a threat because they're relentless and they just keep yep. coming.
Mm-hmm. With his deep, creepy voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
The whole classic, Waverly, look behind you.
Yeah.
Right there.
literally right behind you. And then she screams. Mm-hmm. I half expected her to like then get like thrown out the window yeah. backwards, but that didn't happen.
Maybe she like ran through him. If he's a shadow, could she have just like...
Maybe, or just ducked under his arm or something.
Yeah.
I do like that the show sometimes subverts expectations that way. Like it, mm-hmm. sometimes it does the thing that you want it to do, and sometimes it just doesn't do the thing that you expect it to do, and that's even more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was more grossness too with the finger being bitten
off.
Oh
yeah, and that was
like
really gross.
Smoking the finger.
Ugh. That was lady fingers.
Was gross.
Yep.
But it's sort of funny. Mm-hmm.
I do like that, yeah, at that scene in the beginning they had traveled to quote unquote the big city. they carefully do not name, which is fine. It has to be Calgary, right?
I guess. And well, Winona
did
not like
if remnants were
happy.
There, it can't be that far from Purgatory.
That's a really good point, because they can't leave the triangle. Oh,
yeah. Maybe there's a fictional city that's somewhat bigger than Purgatory in this triangle that they live in. Or maybe Calgary's in the triangle. I don't know.
Revenant's yeah. everywhere in Calgary.
Because I thought Purgatory was the name of the town. Maybe it's the...
No, it's the name. It's definitely name the name
town?
Of the town.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah, not entirely but, clear on that. But
yeah. the triangle is bigger.
It's a giant yeah. triangle.
So basically, you have very at least big. Some sort of city that's big enough to have a nightclub with a bunch of, you know, blonde
women. So
blonde
many blonde ladies. Women.
So yeah. many
They
blonde.
Were all blonde.
I think they all were, and Winona yeah. did not fit in.
That was probably on purpose, just to yeah. make her stand out even
Absolutely.
More.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it worked. And it was hilarious and great. And I have to say, Dahl's reaction to that whole thing, oh, that was my everything. His eye roll is epic. It is epic.
Yes. What I love how she actually left the gun in the
peacemaker. Yeah.
Then, like, why did
just
she? Why didn't she bring both guns?
And to win a bet, because
yeah,
now
she's just
her
proven
dinner.
Her point. Yeah, I'll go yeah. in there and shoot it up with your stupid gun that won't do anything. Instead of bringing peacemaker, because mm-hmm. I kept waiting for her. Bring it out.
Yeah, I kept looking at her boot to see if it was tucked in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
No.
And that gun is so huge. It's not like she could have hidden it anywhere else on her.
Yeah. I have a question. Where does she get her bullets? Like, does she need special bullets for this gun? I never see her load it. It's just endlessly loaded.
It's
and
magical.
Is it magical?
I'm chalking it up to magic.
Okay. I'm gonna go magical.
Again, that might be something that's explained later that I have forgotten.
Yeah.
But at this point, you're right. She never loads it. Sometimes it doesn't seem to want to fire. Like there was that one time
true,
where she
yeah.
tried and I didn't know if it was just out of bullets, but then it worked again later and we didn't see a reload. So
yeah. And when she's not shooting at a revenant, it doesn't work as well.
That's true.
Although
it did still rebounding.
It did shoot bullets, but you're right. It's a ricochet effect pretty much every mm-hmm. time so far that we've seen it. Mm-hmm. But I do like how the gun glows when she's
oh, yeah.
about to shoot a revenant.
And there was a really cool shot, I think, in the first episode, sort of through the barrel of the gun mm-hmm. when she was aiming at the noose.
Yeah.
That's right. So we did see something that was a little bit fancy, you know, sort of from the camera eye.
Yeah.
You could tell there was a camera sitting like almost right on the gun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah. Good stuff. All right. I'm glad that we are all still on board. And I am excited to watch the third episode, which is probably the last thing that we'll be able to get through today, mm-hmm. but because I have another podcast to record.
Ugh, oh boy,
podcasts, so many
just taking over the world.
Yep,
we did not listen. Do we pick up a catchphrase that we can end with?
We could say "lights out, bitch."
Oh yeah,
good,
that was like a good it. One. I like that one.
All right, I feel like we all need to say it together. All right, until next time,
lights out, bitch.